Welcome back to Certified Beef. We got a different episode for you guys. We all know that Brandon is a hard-o for jerseys, so we're going to be reviewing and ranking the reverse retro jerseys of all 32 NHL teams. They all came out last week, and yeah, we'll give our takes. You know, I like the little differentiation or whatever that
differentiation
word is. There we go. I couldn't say it. Between jerseys and like when they mix it up like this, but I did not think they were going to do it this. I didn't know they were going to do it again, so that was a surprise to me. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yes,
I did. Okay, I did not know that. This was a surprise. I did not. When they released this, I was like, oh, whoa. All right, cool. All right, Brandon. Brandon will get more into his just
because yeah, he
loves this stuff.
Yep. So this is basically just one giant episode of Brandon's jersey rant plus book it with beef at the end, just because this episode is getting posted Friday and my original plan, we would not have had a book it with beef this week. So had to switch it up. So we're doing it after our tier list. We'll start with the rules for the tier list. We'll take turns like alternating giving our initial thoughts on the jersey, so like I'll start and then you'll go for the next one and yada yada yada, and then we'll debate and discuss where we think they need to be. Just like the Gus Johnson and Paul Allen tier ranking thing, there is going to be limits on how many can go in each category. So let's see, the categories are, we got Jack's best, Brandon's best, one for each of those, and then we got four in elite, six in nice, 10 in average, seven in couldn't be much worse, and finally three in please try again. At the end, we will construct our final rankings by putting them in order, so be ready for that. This would be a great episode to watch on YouTube, because I will be sharing my screen to show the list. I will be reading off what the inspiration is for each. Check it out on Certified Beef's YouTube, Certified Beef PC on YouTube. The link to the channel will be in the episode description here. And then one more thing before we get started. This is our 50th episode, so we want to thank all of you who have listened to us weekly or whenever you feel like listening. We appreciate you. This is not our 50th episode celebration, however. We are planning to release that around Thanksgiving. I know it's a little bit away, but it just works out for timing-wise a little bit better, and you'll have a spectacular Brand's Big Guy Bonanza to listen to then to recap Certified Beef's first 50 episodes. So, yeah. All right. Done with that. But share that screen. Basic. All right. Can you see that, Jack?
I can.
Good. Okay.
It's kind of weird, though. Why does it look like that?
What do you mean?
Okay, mine is screwed up. Oh, that's why. Never mind. I'm good.
All right,
now.
You good? You good? Okay.
I don't know if I need to see the jerseys because you have them. I had it pulled up, but I'm good now.
Get yours pulled up.
Well, I need it pulled up. I thought I don't need it pulled up.
If you want to look at them more in depth, you need them pulled up.
Okay, fine. Okay, it was just bugging weird. That's why I didn't like that.
Okay. I guess I will go first. So we got the Reverse Retros 2.0 set here for the 2022-2023 season. Each team got one, including the Seattle Kraken, who don't got much of team history to go off of, but they still got one. I think these are all in alphabetical order. I don't know if it's just alphabetical order or by abbreviation. I don't know if these switch at all, but we're going with alphabetical order. We're starting with the Anaheim Ducks. This inspiration is from the inaugural season uniform remix in the current colors, has that weird asymmetrical stripe, orange, gold, black, Looks pretty nice. I honestly, there's a lot of uniforms on here, and so I gotta make sure I remember that they're how much go in each. I should not have closed that. Oh yeah, you can see that too. Never mind. So I'm going to start the Anaheim Ducks. I think I'm gonna put them in nice to start off with. What like the it looks nice. I like that the orange is the secondary color of this jersey. It looks very clean, very, very nice.
Yeah, I think for now it's good. It's a good nice. Not too flashy, just the right amount of the Mighty Ducks. I didn't really like last year's that much. It was weird. It was
you very like the Wild Wing come out of the ice.
It was too cartoony for me.
They have worn that before, though. Just
yeah, I know. Color. I know. It felt too like childish for a hockey jersey. But yeah, no, this one's better for me. All right.
Fair enough. Coyotes next, Jack.
You know, I. Oh my God, that was like the last thing I wanted to happen. God damn it. I was going to say something and then my screen closed on everything. All right. Sorry. My bad. Good thing no one could see my screen because I just had a total absolute meltdown. I don't know. This one doesn't really do it for me. I don't know why. I just think that the Kachina logo, I think, needs to pop more. And I think it pops a lot more with the purple. And I don't think it does as well. I do like the detailing in the bottom. Like, it's cool. I think this is a very average jersey.
I do like it. They keep repeating that this is the first ever team, first ever jersey in Siena, Desert Siena, which I don't know. Nobody's ever had a use for this color before. So I don't know why that's a big focal point for them. I do agree. I like the purple better just because the nighttime landscape looked nicer to me, but this one's still not too bad. It goes well with their brand and what they've done before, and it looks solid, like average. I feel like it could be higher, but it like nice, I think, is like the high end possibly.
Yeah, wait, didn't they switch to the Kachina logo as their main logo again?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, smart.
It was smart. All right. I've been watching a lot of like hockey jersey videos recently, and the Kachina was hated when it first came out in the 90s.
That's sad.
And then now it's like, oh, that was pretty cool. Just like the Islanders fisherman was, which we'll get to later, that everybody hated that jersey, and now people want it back, and it is back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got the Boston Bruins. They brought the bear head logo back. It's inspired by the 95 third jersey, which was one of the first five third jerseys in the NHL. It was in the first ever third jersey game where both teams won that wore their third jersey. So that's cool. Like, this one's a toss-up for me because I really want this jersey. I don't know if I put it in my best or if I just throw it in elite for now. I think I'm just going to put it in elite for now. I think that could be debated later, but I also think there's another one on here that could take that top spot from it. So I think elite is a very good place to put it for right now.
Yeah, I mean, I do like this jersey, can't lie. It's giving me a big time Brother Bear vibes.
It kind of is.
I love that movie. Just like on my way is just like playing in my head right now, and I'm just like vibing. But you know, it's a solid jersey. I like the detailing too. Kind of cool. It kind of gives you like a wilderness type vibe. But like that logo just is so inviting. It's like looks like
it kind of is.
I just want to like cuddle up in a fucking blanket or something and watch Brother Bear.
All the like,
I'm gonna have to watch that soon now. Now I'm talking about it.
All the like the shoulders and the print along the bottom is all sublimation print, so it's not actually stitched on there. So that will probably make it a very nice jersey to wear.
That's not what, say that again.
Like it's screen printed on there.
The
bottom and the shoulders. So like I think the bear is actually on there and like the numbers. So that would feel very like compared to another hockey jersey, that'd be very lightweight. And that would feel very nice to wear.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's elite. I think people are going to be able to tell that my takes are just going to be really stupid compared to Brandon's. Like I literally just talked about how it reminds me of Brother Bear. That's why I like it. Yeah. So
you are up with the Buffalo Sabres.
I'm so indifferent about this one. I don't know what to think. Just scrolling through this thing, trying to find it. I can't based remember on what
'90s goat head Buffalo logo, same striping type of stuff. Yeah, just blue and gold.
Dominic Hasek was a beast in the '90s.
He was. Know
if you know who that is?
But I do.
Buffalo.
He wore the stupid looking cage. I hate it.
I need to look up their logos because in history,
this is their best logo by far, in my opinion.
Okay, so what did they have before the one they had now? That's kind of
the Buffalo Slug.
I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, I'm at like what it. Oh yeah, ugh.
Yeah, that the Buffalo Slug, the weird. I don't know what that weird looking buffalo. That was probably the worst era of jerseys for the Sabres by far.
Yeah, so this jersey, I just looked it up. This is not the color what it originally was, but it's a lot better. That's kind of like what I think they did with this jersey is they changed up the color. Oh, it says right there.
Yeah.
Stripped away from the red, black. Okay.
They're bringing it back in the red, black, and silver and white, though.
I don't know. This one's like tough for me. It's like it looks so like the logo is super clean, but I don't know about the rest of the jersey, so I'm going to go with average.
That is a fair take. I don't like the blue that goes like above the numbers. That looks kind of odd, and the top is feeling kind of empty. Is the biggest thing, but otherwise it looks pretty nice. Like you can really not, it's hard to do something wrong with that logo on there. It's nice and big.
I think if you're going to complain about it being empty, the first three out of the first four jerseys have empty tops.
That is true, but the Coyotes and the Ducks both have lots going on at the bottom. That kind of makes up for it. Where this is like, there's nothing in the jersey. It's only on the sleeves.
I think the problem is there is something on the bottom. You just can't see it very well.
I guess. If it's
there's striping on the sides. Yeah. You just can't really see it very well. But.
All right.
I don't know.
Here's one of the most divisive ones in the whole community. The Calgary Flames. They bring back their quote-unquote pedestal jersey from the 90s. Like this was early in Jerome McGinley's career. And they just make it black instead of red. This is tough because like the pedestal just looks so weird, but like the rest of the jersey looks nice besides the pedestal. So like, I think it's got to go into average just because the pedestal makes it look weird, but it also makes it look kind of good. I don't know how to really describe this thing. It's just out there too much.
This couldn't be much worse. This is fucking awful. it looks so stupid. The fact that there's no red in the logo too is just ridiculous.
Well, I think that looks kind of clean. Just
it does, white, but it should have red in there. I think the red should replace the black.
That might be a bad idea.
Just looks stupid though. Like if they would have just not done this thing in the middle, it could be a way better jersey. But it's trash. This sucks. Like it would look so clean if it wasn't for the pedestal or whatever that stupid thing is. It looks just dumb. I'm not a fan. I think it couldn't be much worse.
Yeah, like that striping on the bottom. You take away the pedestal, it looks pretty nice. Yeah. But
I don't know how much you said we can put in average. How much did you say? How much was it?
Let's see. Oh, let's pull it up.
Because
we're getting full, but 10. No, we got 10.
You're telling me that there's
We have two already. You're telling me that there's not seven or eight more.
We got three in average right now.
Yeah, there's. You're telling me there's not going to be eight better.
That's true. Okay, I will agree with you. Move it around.
Couldn't be much worse. Move, it's horrible. It sucks.
All right,
it sucks.
For yeah. All right, you got the Carolina Hurricanes.
Is this my turn?
Yep.
Please try again. What the fuck is this? They didn't even do anything. What did they? This is literally what they wear normally. I don't know what the difference is.
It's the normal one is white. This is the road jersey in red.
This is literally, I did not know this. I looked at the date. It literally is a reverse retro of a jersey that they wear now. How is that considered reverse retro? That is the dumbest thing. Please try again.
It's reverse, but it's not retro at all.
Yeah, so it's not a reverse retro at all. This is stupid.
Made this your normal jersey, it would look sick. But since it's a reverse retro, it's not that good.
I don't understand. How could, like, you're telling me they couldn't have just done the Hartford Whalers like they always do and could made that? You know what they should have done? They could have made the Hartford Whalers, but just changed the colors to their normal colors and made something.
That like was that. What most people thought they were going to do. No, they didn't.
I don't know why they didn't. This is awful. Like,
or make like buy a, this? Make a reverse of their like original or like their cup winning years jerseys. Like, could have done that. They're just why this is way too.
I don't know why they haven't done that either. They should have won. They should have done one based off 2006.
I think they're making that an alternate this year.
Okay. Either way, though, what is? Who is going to buy this? Because this is these are more expensive than normal jerseys, right?
I don't think so.
The same price.
I think
okay, the same if they price. Were, who would buy this? Because
it looks like I said, it looks clean. Just
yes, that but it's not a reverse retro,
right?
Yeah, this is it's stupid. All right, I'm done. I don't know if you really much have much to say. This is dumb.
No, I like the jersey, just not the concept.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cool jersey, but it's stupid. Like, what's the? I don't understand. So
I think it's saying, "Please try again." Speaking of "Please try again," Chicago Blackhawks. This thing is weird. It says it's based on a 1938 uniform with the 2019 Winter Classic logo on it. None of the stripes really match up. It's just awful. You could have done a nice. Like I think they did a black jersey for the last one, but a Chicago Blackhawks black jersey would look just so nice and stuff like that. This is pretty awful. I don't like it.
This literally looks like a V-neck sweater that you can buy at a store.
It does.
Yeah, it's trash. I don't care. This is horrible. All right, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it actually anymore.
Fair enough. You are up with the Colorado Avalanche.
What to think? God, it's like it's a cool jersey, but I gotta find it first.
It is inspired by the 95-96 season with the Colorado State flag colorway. The mountains or the bottom is inspired by the mountains. And then the sea.
Wait. So they never wore that. They never wore a jersey like this. They just made it. They just like.
No, they wore this style. This is from like their early years.
They wore but the style. Logo. What did they wear this logo to?
No, they wore the Avalanche logo.
I don't like that. Then I don't think. I think they tried too hard to go the Colorado route, and I think it couldn't be much worse for me. I think that there's 10 better jerseys than that, or 10 better jerseys that are going to be an average. Thing is, we're going to change it, obviously,
because
we still have more to put in Elite. But this, there's not going to be 10, 20 jerseys better than this, probably. Maybe. This will probably go up into the average, but there's no way this is better than average.
I would think this goes into the average. I kind of like it. Like I think
it's cool. I just don't understand. I think they should have just kept the normal logo. And then had the Colorado colors would have made way more sense to me.
The C is a weird crest. Like,
because they don't use the C at all for any of their logos.
They do
ever. When
I'm pretty sure it's a shoulder patch, and then it's also for sure the Colorado State flag is for sure a shoulder patch on their alternate jersey, the dark blue.
You can keep talking.
I like it. The design looks pretty cool. Cool, like I said, complimentary or the three primary colors look nice together. The C is just kind of throwing me off because I feel like it could fill a little bit more space, but I think it goes above the Calgary jersey for now, so we'll move that up to start.
Okay, yeah. But they do also have the state flag on one of their the mm-hmm. all blue like triangle one, which looks weird. All right, whatever. Is it my turn or your turn?
Oh, yeah, it's back turn. To my turn with the Columbus Blue Jackets, inspired by their original third jersey. It has
what does that even mean? What does that mean? What is the jersey? Original third? Yeah.
It's just their, like, when they came into the league, that was their alternate jersey. Third jersey is just alternate. I don't know why hockey calls
that's,
it.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, but I just was confused.
So it's like kind of a mishmash of multiple third jerseys. I don't know how I feel about the actual Columbus logo itself. Well, I'm just going to start there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could get a new logo. I don't get what people's obsession with the damn Hornet or whatever it is, like their secondary logo, but I'm going to throw it in. Couldn't be much worse. It's just kind of bland. It's a little too much like their actual jersey. So that it doesn't, I don't know. Doesn't look that great to me.
Yeah, I don't understand why they just slap their normal logo on there. Doesn't really make much sense. It's hard to tell that this is a black jersey and not a navy blue. That also is weird. I agree. It couldn't be much worse.
All right. Dallas Stars. Inspired by their inaugural season with the black and victory green now. And yeah.
Am I able to just like put them in something just to be petty, or do I actually have to give a legit answer?
Why do you want to be petty towards the Dallas Stars?
Because they should not be the Dallas Stars. Fuck them. They took our team.
That is true, but give it a legit rating.
Couldn't be much worse. This looks stupid. I actually think it looks dumb. It literally, I don't know what to think of it, but goddamn, it is just boring.
I think it looks pretty nice because black and green is a good color combination.
No, it does, but
pretty solid.
It also has North Dakota colors, which fuck that.
Oh, you don't like North Dakota, yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't think for us it goes above average.
Is the logo color, does it look different than the sleeves and the stripe, or am I tripping?
It looks like it's silver. Or do you mean the green?
The green.
Ew. Looks pretty much the same to me. It's supposed to be three-dimensional.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand that.
Okay. I think it looks pretty much the same. All right. On to Detroit. We got to round this out.
Yeah.
Please try again.
It's fucking awful. What the hell?
It's better than, I think it's better than the Blackhawks for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just so boring. I hate that Detroit is so stuck in their ways and they don't do anything. Their last reverse retro was awful. This reverse retro is better, but still not good. Like,
at least it's symmetrical.
Almost. There's no stripes up here that go to the arms.
Well, I'm saying like the just on the main jersey, like the main like body part. It's just, it's not like the Blackhawks where it's like all over the place.
Oh yes, yes, that is a fair.
You know what would be awesome if they played each other and wore them at the same time.
That'd be confusing.
That'd be awesome. Now that would make these jerseys cool. These are bad. What the hell? You're telling me they wore this during their.
This is honor of their 91 75th anniversary jersey remixed with black and red. This is the first time they've ever worn black.
Also by the Detroit Cougars.
And the Detroit Cougars, that too.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't care. It's gross. Please try again.
That's fair. All right. This one has a divided opinion. The Edmonton Oilers.
It's your turn.
No, it's your turn because I just went with Detroit.
You literally did it for me, but I'll go.
Wait.
You know, I like this jersey.
No, you did Dallas. I did Detroit. You're up with Edmonton.
Oh, okay. I like this jersey. I'm glad they went back to this
the 2000s. Yeah, I do. I also love this color combination, so I'm gonna go with nice for now. I don't know if it's nice. Elite, but I think it's nice.
I think that is a very fair assessment. I know people do not like the original Cog jersey.
Those people can suck it.
From the 2000s. Do I think this one is better than the original Cog? I'm not sure, because the silver did look nice. I know people are throwing fits over that the oil drop is orange in this, even when the main logo oil drop is orange. So
yeah.
You don't got an argument there. I like the numbers inside of the stripe there. That looks pretty clean. The white and the orange look nice on the blue.
Bro, what's the shoulder patch?
What is the shoulder patch? I can't see it.
Neither can I.
But yes, this is a nice jersey. I can see lots of people walking around with like a McDavid jersey in this.
Oh yeah, of course.
Did you figure it out? What's the shoulder patch?
No, I gave up. Oh, okay. I didn't really care to look that much. I looked once and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I am up with one that is generally regarded as one of the best. The Florida Panthers. This one does not do it for me as much as most people. I think, let's see, what are we at for our totals right now? I know we can still throw more in there, but I think I'm going to throw this in nice, the top end of nice, because I don't know. The light blue is weird. The palm tree hockey stick logo, I'm not sure how much it works for a main logo. It's a really nice shoulder patch, but I'm not sure of main logo. And there's just no navy blue up in the top like there is the red and the gold. And the powder blue collar looks kind of weird. But yeah. Hmm.
So I found it. It is a shield with the Oilers logo, or just as Oilers on it. And then it has a different variation of the logo. Looks a little different. It's kind of weird, but I like the bat. I like the font and everything, though. Okay, well, okay. This jersey, I like. I just don't know it. Like ESPN, I think has it's ranked one. So
I feel like that's too high.
Yeah. So have they ever used this logo, or is this?
It's always been a shoulder patch, never a main logo.
Oh, that's cool then. I know that I said that about the Colorado, but I think it looked stupid. I just feel like they just said state flag and then they just put on a jersey. I don't know. It's kind of like weird that they did that with like the logo and everything, just because is there a Panther on this? Like,
no, I do not believe so.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. Cause this does not scream Florida Panthers if you don't know what this logo is.
No, but the color combination, everything is fire. So it's gotta be nice. I agree.
Yeah. Top end of nice.
It's like if they had a panther on there, like a shoulder patch, like I know like that's
they had stupid, the original like leaping panther on the shoulder patch, like pointing in towards your head.
With these colors, not like that'd be sick. I would think it would be honestly great.
That I would don't be even know what
my
amazing.
Top jersey is.
I Based on the 2009 that. Third jersey and the 98 jerseys. Okay. Back.
I don't even know what my top jersey is. I got to think about that now.
I don't know what mine is either. I did say that we both choose the same jersey, then one of ours will just be left blank. That means that we got the same top jersey.
I don't think we're going to have the same top jersey, but that's just what I think.
Or should we just rank them all and then put our favorites, or we just do the favorites now?
No, we might as well just do our best. We'll figure it out.
Okay, I am up with
I don't think my best is any of the jerseys that we've done so far.
I have debated, but I don't think mine is either. Okay, I am up with the Los Angeles Kings. Another very good reverse retro. This is nothing short of elite for sure. The purple, the yellow, the white. That crown logo looks very nice. Just a very, very good jersey. I love it.
Like, can you scroll down a little bit so I can see the rest of the jerseys? Okay, I'm not going to make a decision yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I don't know what, I don't know how you can say this is a bad jersey. I'm a sucker for purple and gold. Yeah, no, this, I don't remember what there was last year. Did they it have this logo the, last year?
No, they used the kind of the blocky Kings one from the 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I didn't really like and that one the as purple, much. This one's sick,
yellow
though.
And white.
I agree. This is elite. Elite, I like this sure. a lot.
I think these two, the Bruins and the whatever, might be interchangeable, but for now, they're going to stick. We'll stick that way. This is to honor the 1982 uniform celebrating the 40th anniversary of Miracle on Manchester, which is apparently one of the greatest hockey comebacks of all time. Don't know what it is. Yeah, moving on, moving on. All right, Jack. Minnesota Wild. How you feeling?
I don't know. This isn't going to be Homer at all either. I hope people know that because I don't really care that much. God damn, I can't even find it. Oh, it's so far low. God, I don't fucking know. It feels the same. I don't know. I'm just going to put it in average. I mean, I like it. I just... Slapping the Wild logo on a North Stars inspired jersey just doesn't do it for it still bothers me that we can't do that, but sucks. But yeah, we're just gonna have to live with it. I hope they change. I hope they don't keep doing this because it just keeps getting underwhelming. Because the fact that it can't be a North Star jersey just sucks. Like Dallas should just fucking give us that logo because they should, them fuckers.
I feel like people would agree with me, but I feel like when a team relocates, the city keeps the rights to that team. Like, should. To their past.
I don't know why that did that. That happened in didn't that happen with the Sonics?
The Sonics still own, or Seattle still owns the Sonics. The city of Seattle. That's why you never see any OKC stuff in green and yellow.
Makes sense. Yeah, I don't know why. I think that's like the only team that I can think of though that actually owns the rights to the.
Yeah, because the Coyotes, when they moved from Winnipeg to Phoenix, they kept the Jet stuff. I guess maybe Atlanta owns the Thrashers, but I'm not sure.
Winnipeg moved to Phoenix.
Yeah,
when they became the Jets again.
No, when they became the Coyotes, because there was a team in Winnipeg. And they moved to Phoenix, and they became the Coyotes. And then Atlanta moved. Atlanta moved to Winnipeg.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Which it's time for Winnipeg to get a rebrand because those are their new current OG jerseys. So time's a ticking. These like as a jersey, it looks pretty nice. The green collar looks whack, but otherwise it looks very solid. It's just the fact that they did this in white 2 years ago is the thing that's bringing it down.
I mean, it's not the same.
It's pretty much exactly the same. It's just in white.
It's pretty much not. Green. I mean, the shoulders are different and the sleeves are a little bit different. And the lettering is different too. The font is different.
So I don't think it is. I think it's just
the font is completely different.
No, it's still the drop shadow.
Yeah, but I think the block is different. I think it's a little... It looks a lot different. If you look at the two,
yeah,
it looks a lot different.
Okay.
Because I think the North Stars, Because what was... I don't remember what year, because I don't think they ever said. Pretty sure the North Stars was, like, they updated. But damn, dude, if they had the North Stars logo, fuck, that'd be so sick. Because those... Like, these are my favorite North Stars. This font and everything, oh my God.
I know most people, you're going to be the minority here, Jack, but for the next reverse retro, people want the OG Wild jerseys remixed.
I know they do, and then they're trash.
No, you're in the minority for those that don't.
I know,
like,
and I don't know why. They're so, like, the colors just suck is the problem. The colors are so gross and brown. No, they're not, because they're, like, diluted. The colors from the mid-2000s are, like, diluted colors of what they have now. Like ours, like pop now. Like the green they had was like so dark and boring, and then the tan was like a fucking dirt. It was like sand, and then the red was like a fucking like shit, like blood coming out of your ass. It was just gross. But oh, don't you wish with this logo or whatever they kind of like retroized it to look like the kind of like the font? Wouldn't that be if they could somehow do that?
They probably could. I just don't know how.
Yeah, that would be sick though.
What if they like move the like the moon up a little bit so it's not connected? That'd look weird. But
you still okay? Idea. Talking about the Wild, like, do you, like how long did someone have to tell you, or how long did you have to realize that the logo is actually like a fucking wildcat or whatever?
It's a bear head.
Is it a bear head?
It's a bear head.
Whatever. Either way, how long did it take you to notice that, or did someone tell you? Because someone told me. I never realized it.
I think I heard it like out of like other people were talking about it, or I saw it on like a poster or something like that. I think it was like 2016 or so.
Somewhere in that range. Way before that, but
no.
Oh, you know, funny
I didn't care about logos, hockey before then, really.
That's true. You know, funny thing about logos.
What?
I always thought the Detroit Lions logo, I always thought that like the claws in the front like this was the mouth opening.
Oh.
It took me forever to realize where the mouth was.
Last year?
If you look at... No, it's been it's been like maybe 2 years. Actually, no, wait.
2 years?
Actually, I had a Calvin Johnson jersey or poster on my wall. So it was like 5 years ago or something like that.
Okay. Still, that, for a man that watches football, that religiously.
Yeah, but if you glance at the Detroit Lions logo really quick and you don't like stare at it, you don't realize where the mouth is.
I think you do.
No, you don't. It's like it's so like it's not like it doesn't get like pointed out as much as you think. Like it definitely gets lost in there. Like as now that I know where it is, but yeah, okay. That was just a thing that I was thinking about. But yeah, no, I just for some reason when I was a kid, I never noticed where the mouth was, and it makes the logo a lot cooler now that I know what it is. Because I always thought it was weird.
Now that the mouth actually has teeth, that's not too like weird.
Yeah, I thought it was a very wide mouth. I was like, damn.
All right. Moving on back to hockey, I am up with the Montreal Canadiens. I think we're going to toss this one an average. The powder blue looks all right. I do kind of like the contrast between the dark blue and the powder blue. It's supposed to be based on the 79 uniform when they won their 22nd Stanley Cup and fourth in a row. They also say it's inspired by the city of Montreal and also not officially by the Montreal Expos. But it's, I think their last one looked a whole lot better with the nice dark blue and the red stripe. But this, it's all right. It's not great.
Yeah, no, I like this jersey a lot. This is like one thing. This is like, I know you're not a big thing about traditionalists, but for the Habs, I feel like they're the one team that can because they're the Habs. I don't know. I feel like that. I don't know if that sounds dumb.
But they actually, like, I agree with you because they actually have a good jersey design. Detroit does not. It's so simple.
That too, but, like, theirs are still pretty simple. But they're, like, the most historic franchise in all the NHL, so.
One of them, yeah.
Well, I would say they are. They're the best franchise of all time. And I guess. They're one of the original six.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is great. I mean... I don't think it's, I don't know if it's put nice enough, put up in nice, but it's definitely, oh no, it's definitely, wait, average?
I put an average.
I think it's a nice jersey, but because, I don't know, we'll put an average for now, but I definitely think it could be nice.
We could debate that later. All right. You are up with the Nashville Predators based on their 2001 third jersey in the current colorway.
God damn. This fucking ESPN just does not like this jersey.
No, they don't.
I mean, I don't know if I like the logo that much. It's cool, but you know what it kind of reminds? It reminds me of like a pinball machine, like those graphics on a pinball machine.
I see it now that you say it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that, and it's like I don't know if it really looks good for a jersey. Obviously, they used to have these. I like the color still. I think it's pretty simple. I think it's like a good... I don't know if it couldn't be worse, because I don't think it's definitely, I don't think it's worse than any of the jersey we have in there, but I'm going to put it in average for now, but I definitely feel like it could go down.
It's just a weird jersey. The big thing that draws it back, even though it's tiny, is the Nashville text. That looks so weird up at the top there. Another one where something on the shoulders might be nice, but I like this logo. I just wish they would have modernized it. Like, I would be fine if they modernized this logo. I'd rather have that be their current logo, but otherwise, yeah, they're playing off the mustard color that used to be on there, made it their actual colors now. Doesn't look too bad, not too great though. So I think that average is the perfect place to put it.
Oh, dang. They were talking about putting this on a Navy logo.
A Navy jersey? Mustard.
Yeah.
That might be nice, but have to see it. All right. I am up with the New Jersey Devils. I realized this like a year or two ago, but I actually love the Devils team name. Do you know like what they're named after?
I don't know. A devil?
Well, like, there's like this mythical creature called the New Jersey Devil. And it's like pretty sick. Yeah. Oh, you don't seem too impressed. I think that's cool.
I mean, it's cool. I thought it was going to be something more deep than that.
More deep. I mean, you can't get much more deep than that. It's connected to the state very well.
It's a mythical creature.
It's a mythical creature. Yeah.
That's why I wasn't that impressed.
Oh, well, I like this jersey. I think, see, we got. We can put four in elite. I don't know if this is elite or not. It's close. I think I'm going to go top end of nice. Only drawback is there's no yellow in the logo. Otherwise, it takes inspiration from the Colorado Rockies, the original Colorado team. With these colors, it looks very nice. If there was yellow in the logo and the numbers.
Wait. Are you just sure you just said that right?
Yeah.
The Colorado Rockies?
Yep.
Why the fuck does that have anything to do with the Colorado Rockies?
Because the Colorado Rockies were a hockey team.
Oh. Why does it look like the Kansas City Scouts, though?
Because it was the original. It was the Kansas City Scouts, and then they became the Rockies, and then they became the Devils.
Oh.
Very convoluted.
I was like, what? Yeah. I didn't know that, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Only Knox need more yellow in the logo and the numbers. Otherwise, very nice.
Yeah, that was my thing about the fucking Flames, and you said that doesn't make any sense.
What?
That I said it needs a yellow in or like a one of the colors in the logo, and you were saying something about it.
No, I agreed with you, but I also think the black looks nice as the outline of the C.
I kind of wish they used this color like as their alternate to begin with. Like they should keep this, in my opinion. I like the colors of this.
I do. Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I think in my opinion, it's at like third or fourth at nice right now where we have it. Just because I think the Ducks, because I still think it's a little too plain. I think they could have gone with a different logo. It's a little too plain, but I like the color combination, but I don't think it's at the top of our nice.
Just like that?
Yep. I agree. I don't know. Like, you could flip the Oiler, but it doesn't matter right now. That's more talking about later.
You got a very controversial one here, Jack. You got the, we're going to go with the Islanders first. The New York Islanders. Fisherman is back.
You know, I know people hate on the Fishermen, but I vibe with the Fishermen.
People love the Fishermen now, so they've changed their minds.
It's clean. I don't know how I feel about the stripe, though, being like diagonal. Like it kind of looks in the middle. It kind of looks weird. Very good jersey, though. I will not lie. I don't know. This is a nice jersey. I think this has to go. Yep.
How much more do we got nice? Because I think we're one away from our limit, I believe. Yes, okay. We are one away from our limit.
Okay, well, that's fine. I think I can make my way. I think I know where I'm going to put jerseys based out right now.
Okay. Yeah, the Islander is cool. They did recolorize it to use their more current colors. A little bit of teal would have been nice to connect it back. And just, I feel like the bottom is a little bit empty. That's about it, though.
But the fisherman logo is the spotlight.
Oh, yeah. It makes up for it. It makes up for it. It is a nice jersey. I think besides the Coyotes and I feel like there's a couple more, but I feel like this is going to be like one of the like nationally bought jerseys is the fisherman logo.
I don't know. The only problem is the players, like who they have, and the Islanders don't really have that. Like Matt Barzal is probably one of the only ones like you're going to probably buy.
No, but this one dude that I watch, his name is Post to Post. Like that's obviously it's YouTube channel. But he like each time he buys a jersey of a team that he's not really a fan of, he just goes for the captain each time, which I think if I get any of these jerseys, I might just do that, get the captain of the team. Fair. So who knows? All right.
Do you think that if we were able to see the helmets of with these, do you think it would change the rankings or not?
I think if we got to see the full uniforms, that'd be something
else. Even though don't they have that out there? Or do they not have that out there
yet? I don't think they do.
No. So that would be a big difference.
Because, yes, a helmet can make or break some of these jerseys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Canes one has a black helmet.
Ugh. I mean,
doesn't look that bad, but like some of these, like
the Wild will have a bright green for sure. They're not going to wear the white like they did last year.
They might, though, with the white shoulders. They might.
No, I don't think they will. Just because, like, if you think about how they do their normal jerseys now, they wear green on green.
Yeah.
And then they wear the white on white.
That is true.
So I don't think they'll. That's also, you know, it's weird. The Wild don't have an alternate jersey.
They need one. I want one. They don't.
I don't
need
know
it.
Why they don't.
They don't need it.
I would like one. Yeah, I want one too. I don't know why they don't. It's kind of lame.
It is. This is the longest. Fun fact: this is the longest they've gone in their entire jersey history without changing something in their jerseys.
The Wild.
Yeah.
Because it's their best jersey yet.
From 16.
Yeah.
16 or
whatever
17.
It is. Whatever it's. I mean, they don't need to because it's literally their best jersey.
They don't. Just an alternate would be nice. Just I don't know if he'd go red though, or if he'd go like.
You gotta go red.
All right, moving on to the New York Rangers. This is basically a rehash of what they did 2 years ago. It's the Lady Liberty again, but this time they made up for it. I think just because we got so much and nice, I gotta put this at the top of average. But this is a very solid looking jersey. The red sleeves going down from the striping looks nice. This one, it's all right to be plain. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this jersey. It's all right to kind of be plain because you got a very nice logo in the center there. And that the red accents everything else very nicely.
Yeah, I agree.
You get a fun one. The Ottawa Senators. Inspired by the 2006-2007 playoff run with like their current logo and colors.
Yeah, that's kind of what. Did they have this logo at that time? I don't think they did.
No, they had the 3D Senator before it was modernized. That weird looking one.
This could be much worse. I don't really like it that much. I mean, it. I don't know. Those stripes in the middle too look super weird, and I just don't like that they don't. They have the same logo that they do now. Kind of dumb.
People be hating on the font. I don't mind the font, but yeah, the stripes in the middle look weird. I don't know how I feel about the arm color, the red there. It's just so not symmetrical at all that it does not look good. Like maybe it could be improved if like the center was in the middle of the stripes and the stripes moved up, then like the stripes continue onto the arm. I don't know. Lots of bad in that jersey. Moving on, we got the Philadelphia Flyers. Like this jersey, I like it, but it's also very boring. So I think it's just got to go in average. Let's see, we're at 7 now in average. Yeah, it's their road jersey just with the colors flipped on the shoulders. That's about it.
Yeah, please try again. This is stupid. No, this there's no way this even takes up an average spot. This is fucking stupid.
I will move
it's so plain.
Much worse.
This is bad. This is
This is literally just like the Canes. Like, it looks cool, but it's the exact, it's, there's not much difference between what they did, except that they say it's somewhat, they say it resembles the 1974 jersey.
Yeah.
See, this is what John Tortorella said, their coach. I don't want my guys looking like a explicit or a fucking crayon box. I don't want them wearing a bunch of woesies and what's-its. Just make a Flyers jersey. Who cares?
That sounds very on brand for Tortorella, but...
No, it does. If that's the reason why they went this plane, that's really stupid.
Considering he was just hired this year, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You get Pittsburgh and the Robo Penguin.
Oh, God.
These look nice. I really like these.
Fuck. I mean, I like the jersey. I just don't know. It's like, it's elite or nice.
We only got one more spot in nice. So we got two more in elite.
Why do we have two more in elite? Oh, I see why. Okay, not really, but no, I do. Yeah, because now that I'm looking at it, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, I'm going to put this one in nice.
Top end, middle?
No, it's definitely the top. It's definitely the top. The Robo Penguin, it goes hard. This just looks very good. I just don't know if it competes with some of the other jerseys that I'm thinking of. But, yeah, no, this is awesome. Just reminds me of Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr. Yeah, no, this is, I don't know why they didn't do this before, but this is awesome. This is a great jersey.
Yeah, it looks very nice. The striping not being on top of each other looks pretty solid. Yeah, I think I would prefer this logo over the current logo.
Oh, wait, they didn't release reverse retro jerseys last year. I just realized that.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Or like I thought they did break. It back-to-back. That makes sense. Okay, I thought they did it back-to-back years. That makes a lot more sense now.
Nope. I got another divisive one with the St. Louis Blues. Why did you just not go
in order?
It's in order that that Uni Watch has it in. So,
oh,
I guess it would be San Jose, but I'm just going off of Uni Watch. So we're going St. Louis Blues. I'm throwing this in nice. It's not elite like I would have put them in the beginning of the release, but. It's just like, it looks clean. It looks very nice. It is very retro, which is awesome. Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I know people hate it. I know people love it. It's just kind of got that middle ground. I like it a lot. The yellow pops, and I like it.
I mean, the colors are great and everything. I just, the logo looks so stupid, and the St. Louis, like the way it's like font and everything, this is an average jersey. This is not nice. This is average.
Okay,
plus if you look at the jerseys remaining, there's no way you could say that it's better than any of some of the jerseys that are remaining. So
okay, I could, but yes,
yeah, of course you could. But if you, I don't understand, for someone that's a jersey person, I don't understand why the St. Louis over the, with how it goes with the note, I don't know why that doesn't bother you, because it really bothers me.
It bothers me a little bit, but not enough to take away from how, I know some people don't like the yellow bases, but that looks, the yellow base really works there.
Like, why the hell did they just not, why? What's the point of putting the St. Louis on there? They should have just took that off.
Because that's, and just put it's blues. Based off of a prototype jersey when they first came into the league that never got worn. That's stupid. How it looked.
That's stupid. They should have just not put the St. Louis on there. The whole point of the reverse retro is that you put that and then you take something off to, or change it. So they should have just changed it and took it off.
I'm really hoping
the St. Louis just looks like an afterthought. It looks like they just like, oh, we got to slap that on there. Oh, here we go.
The music note could have been moved down a little bit to complement it, but whatever. I'm just hoping my brain doesn't change me to hate this because the numbers are a different color than the striping. I don't think it will, but let's hope not. All right, up with another controversial one here for you, Jack, the San Jose Sharks going back to the California Golden Seals. Look,
I'm going to put this one in nice. I don't know. I love this color. Just, I don't know. It just gives me very much Chargers vibes, and I love the Chargers jerseys and their colors. Plus, like, I don't know. There's not really much, like, that's bad about it, because the nice thing is that they, like, the way they flip the stripes go this way, and then the number goes different, and then it goes back to what the stripe was at the bottom of the shirt. And then the default, the logo is the same, I guess, as the bottom stripe, but still, I don't know. It's clean, but it looks very nice.
This is one I'll have to see in jersey, because I do not like it really that much. Like you said, I don't like how the stripes flip. Just keep it all the yellow inside the blue.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's messing with me, Jack.
Why? That's such a niche detail, though.
I don't know. It's just the font is so weird.
That's sick, though. It's just that's what it is, though. It's like a unique ass font.
I don't know how much it's on 1974, because the Sharks already got nice jerseys.
I think the Sharks jerseys are kind of trash, in my opinion.
But like, they've had good jerseys in their past. Like, they could draw from something else.
Yeah, but they already went with their best logo, so they might as well go back to the Seals.
I guess. No, this will have to be something. This will have to be something.
Also, they could have just put Seals on there instead of just Sharks, and I'd have been just fine too.
Possibly, but then that wouldn't be a reverse retro, because it would be. I suppose it would just be a retro.
I hate that. It's just they should have just done retro. Like, why do they have to go so fancy with it? They could have just done retro. Either way. All right, this one you don't have to think about much. But
I get a unique one, Seattle Kraken. They don't got much jersey history. They got a lot of hockey history in Seattle, and they based this jersey off of the Ironman. But I'm going with can't be much worse. Couldn't be much worse. So that fills out that category, I'm pretty sure. Yep. Yeah, it doesn't look good, really.
I think this. Please try again. This is just.
Full, and please try again.
We only could get three in there.
That's what I put. Yeah.
But how is that even mathing? Like, we can only put two more in elite. We get one. So that's.
We haven't done our best yet.
We get no more nice. We get four more.
Fine, we'll move it.
No. How much are left? How many are left?
We got six.
So how many do we have to put in here? The average three.
Average. Let's see. We got seven right now.
So how much do we? How much can we put in? Couldn't be worse.
Seven. And we're at seven.
Okay, that's fine.
And then nice. We're exceeding our limits already.
I'm almost thinking that the Canes jersey is better than this.
Yes, I would agree. We will switch those.
Okay, because like at least like if they're both going to be based around this time frame, I'm just going to say that's basically all I have to say. If it's going to be like that, the Canes jersey looks better. So I agree with that. And no, obviously it wasn't going to go in average, because how can you put this in average?
No, not at all. All right. Meme jersey, Jack. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, my God. This jersey fucking sucks. What the fuck were they doing? Like, I don't... What? There's so much going on with this jersey. It's, like, all over the place. It's so bad. Like, it's not worse than those, obviously, because it's, like, somewhat cool, but it's way too much going on. It couldn't be much worse. It's bad. This is a bad jersey. I literally think it's worse than all those. Like, why isn't the red? The gray to the white cutoff and the black just looks stupid. You know what it looks like? It looks, what's that fucking what's that thing that skater company, the red, yellow, and black. What the fuck is that?
Skater company
that people used to wear. People used to wear, Thrasher. It literally looks like a Thrasher shirt. That's what it looks like. It
I don't
looks
know if I go that
so
far,
dumb. But like, if you look at a Thrasher jersey, it looks very similar. Or Flasher shirt. Like, the sleeves, at least, is what I'm saying.
I think this jersey could be cool. I like the font a lot, but I think this jersey could be cool if you took out the lightning bolts on the sleeve and you just had the storm scene just be the whole jersey. Just continue from the stomach, the chest, whatever, to the sleeves, to the shoulders. I think that'd be pretty sick. Like, but this one would definitely be interesting to look at. Like, you would see a new detail every time you looked at it. This was their revamp of their original third jersey. That's just weird.
Holy shit. Did you see Pivon's story?
No.
He won $800.
On what?
A parlay.
Oh!
Oh my God.
On Sleeper?
Damn. Yeah. No, I just saw that.
Let's go, damn. Parker.
Yeah. Pivon, bro. Let's go. I like his caption, though. Finally, can buy V looks for fuck's sake.
Damn. Right. Okay. Moving on. I have the Toronto Maple Leafs. They are honoring their 1962 Cup winning season. The logo is felt, which is unique. Like, we're breaking the rules here already. So, but I think this goes into an above average jersey. It doesn't look too bad. It looks pretty simple. I like it.
How are we breaking rules?
Because we've put too many in stuff.
How do we put too many in what? What do we put too many in?
We put too many and couldn't be worse. And
how do we do that?
Because we got 8.
How many are we supposed to put in average?
10.
And we're going to be short for sure. I mean, we can move one up if we have to.
Well, yeah, we're all going to be debating at this at the end.
Okay, that's fine. I agree. This is a nice estimate, whatever. This is a nice jersey, but it's average for sure. But it's a nice. Like, I like this jersey. This is clean. That logo, though, that is a sick logo. Like, the detailing on it.
I like it.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Yeah, I agree. Average.
All right. You get the Vancouver Canucks with Johnny Canuck on the crest. The number is only on the chest and the right sleeve, and then on the back. There's no number on the left sleeve. This is based off of the 1960s Canucks, who were here before the NHL.
God, dude, this is, I don't know. I don't. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm so, I think this might be Jack's best.
Really?
It's, I mean, I don't know what your best is going to be, but it, I mean, I'll, yeah, but right now this is Jack's best. I love this jersey. I love the Johnny Canuck logo. That it's just, it's a fire logo. Let's be honest. Like, I don't know how, and like, there's no like weirdness to the jersey. Like, obviously the, like the number wise, but I think that's a unique quirk to a jersey. I don't really think that's a bad thing. I don't know. This jersey looks clean.
I am with you. It's not my best. I do think it is a good jersey. It would definitely be going into the nice category. My biggest thing with it is a minute thing. I would just slide the shoulder sleeves down a little bit to connect to the green to kind of match what the bottom has going on there. Otherwise, they need to use Johnny Canuck more. That's all I got to say. Looks very nice. Let's see.
All right. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God. We're definitely going to have to change something.
Why?
Yeah,
just forget one?
No, you just keep going. We're definitely going to change something, though.
Hold on. Let me.
And it depends. Oh, wait, it depends on what you think. Actually, I'll wait. But it definitely depends on what you think. Because
what do you think I'm gonna think? Because
no, it doesn't matter. It's just your it's your turn.
Okay, I just had to make sure I'm doing this right. All right, we are going to Washington next, bringing back the 2005-2000 style uniforms. With the black, the bronze, and the white, put the Screaming Eagle on a black jersey instead of the blue. And for right now, this is Brandon's best.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
What do you mean that's fine?
Well, no, I didn't think you were going to do it. I think you're just going to put in elite because I think it's an elite jersey. But
I think this is fire. I think this is better than the original. It looks very nice. This
it one, actually does look better than the original.
This one I might get. It's between this one and the Bruins one right now. But it looks so clean. So nice. They need to bring back the Screaming Eagle.
The sickest thing, I didn't even realize it, but the stripes on the shoulder match the, or they go with the, that's a it's nice so detail. Nice.
That's what's nice about it.
Okay, that is not the best. That is
it's not the it's also nicest just a, part. Like the Screaming Eagle, best part for sure. That yeah. You got the word font that says Caps in the middle of the stripe. That looks pretty sick. It's just an overall well executed jersey.
Fair. All right.
You get the Winnipeg Jets.
Okay, so this is a clean ass jersey. I like the this is different than their. Mm-hmm. I don't know because like I'm looking at it right now. We still technically need two in the elite is basically what I was thinking, and I know for a fact that our last jersey is not going there. So I just know we have to move up something from the nice tier, but I don't know. How do you feel about this going in the elite? Because this is freaking clean.
It does look very nice.
This is nice. Like I love that. I love the navy blue and like the light blue color. Kind of like the Canadians did it, but
they use a lot of the. They call it aviator blue. It's the light one.
Oh, that's fire!
It looks very solid. I do like it.
For now, like I'd say we put in elite. Obviously, it could change, but there's no way this goes below nice. Like this is a nice ass jersey.
No chance it goes below nice.
This is fire.
A fun fact is that they have a patch on the shoulder that's called Goals for Kids. Now it's updated to the True North Youth Foundation, so that's pretty sick.
On this jersey?
Yep.
Oh, I was gonna say you could barely even see it.
Oh, also. I don't know if you noticed, but all the NHL logos on these are orange.
Black and orange. I saw that. I just didn't even think too much about it.
All right. So last one is the Vegas Golden Knights. This is their quote unquote third jersey might have looked like in 1995. The word mark derives from the old vintage hotel signage on the strip. It glows in the dark. That's pretty cool. That's all I need to say. It's elite. You may not agree, but it is elite. I love the look of this jersey. It is simple yet classy. It looks very nice. I like it a lot.
Oh my God. It looks cool, but I think the backstory to it needs more. And I don't think you can make up what this jersey would look like back in the 90s.
Well,
like,
obviously that's not, just, but
that's a dumb concept. I think that there's way better jerseys than this. My opinion, I think it's average. I don't think it's better than any of these nice jerseys that we have so far. I definitely think it's average, in my opinion. And I don't think it's nice.
Well, it's debate time. We'll start at the bottom because this is the least controversial. Is it the order Blackhawks, Red Wings, Kraken? Or is Red Wings better than Kraken?
No, I agree.
Okay. Couldn't be much worse. I think Colorado is at the top of that.
Yep, I agree. Sure.
I'm kind of rocking with this order. I think I'll switch this down to there.
Okay, no, I disagree with that. I think the Tampa Bay jersey is the worst.
So like that?
We'll
go Canes above Philly. And Canes
I think I still like the Flyers above the or below the Senators.
Really?
Yeah, it's just plain to me. I don't know. Like I like plain, but it's just like it's weird how like there's just no orange. I don't like the Canes can't go. I think the Canes go below the Stars though.
Okay.
The Blue Jackets one is just bad. That's why it's below it. I just don't think the Canes should be in the top three or the couldn't be worse because there really is no inspiration to it.
So we got Colorado, Calgary. I feel like some people may move Calgary and Colorado up, but whatever. The Dallas, Carolina, Columbus, Ottawa, Philly, and Tampa Bay. Okay, average. I think that the Predators is the worst.
Yep.
I feel like the Wild could move above Buffalo, in my opinion. No?
No.
Okay, Buffalo above Toronto.
No.
Okay. Toronto above Montreal. No. Montreal above Phoenix.
Yes.
Or Arizona.
In my opinion, yes.
I'm saying no, but we'll see. Arizona above New York?
Nope.
Nope. And then New York above the Blues.
Yes.
I agree with that. Yes.
I think the Blues is either in front of or Toronto or before the Sabres.
I don't think it's really that low.
Well, the thing is I think the Kachina is worse in Montreal, and I think the Montreal jersey is better than the Blues jersey. It's my thing.
I will rock like this. Or no, that's we'll fine. Actually go like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I agree. I like how you just do it. Yeah. I don't know why you're just doing everything I say.
Because you're persuading me a little bit. Like, I have some secondary thoughts, but like, they're not like overwhelming enough to be like, oh,
I'm a good persuasiver person.
Sharks over Islanders.
Nope.
Is the Sharks the worst of the group? That's just
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Islanders over Edmonton.
Yes.
Yes.
In my opinion. Yes. What do you think?
I think the logo is better. If there was some coloring down at the bottom, I think it would be one of the best, but it's not. I think the Devils is better than the Islanders.
Okay, no, I love the Devils jersey. It's just the way I just don't like it. It's just the Devils logo. I think I think the fisherman just takes it above it is the thing. I like the color combination, but I think the fisherman logo is just superior to that logo. Like, they're both pretty simple jerseys.
I think they're interchangeable.
The fisherman jersey is just like, the fisherman logo is just superior.
Yeah. Okay. Fisherman or Devils above the Ducks? I say no.
No. No.
Ducks above the Panthers?
Nope.
Yeah. I don't know. The Ducks is clean, but. And then Panthers above Pittsburgh?
No.
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 Okay. Vegas above the Jets?
No.
Robo Penguin above Vegas.
Yes. There's no way. That's what I was saying. I was like, there's no way that Vegas is better than the Robo Penguin.
We'll throw Vegas into nice and Robo Penguin into elite. All right. Pittsburgh over the Jets?
Nope.
I say, yeah, I think they're pretty close.
If you think so, then that's fine with me.
Okay. Pittsburgh or the Jets over the Kings?
No.
Kings over the Bruins?
No.
That's close, but no. Okay. Bruins over the Capitals. Those two are pretty close, but I'm going to go with Capitals. Johnny Canuck for you over the Bruins.
No, that's a Johnny Canuck stand. I've convinced myself. Okay.
Save that.
Wait. Okay. First of all.
What?
We cannot have Vegas as the top thing in the nice. That is horrible.
How is that horrible?
It's not that good of a jersey. It's so bland and stupid.
Oh, let me stop.
I don't know. The only thing is that you, like I said, you also had problems with them just basically being like, oh, this is the reason for the jersey. Their reasoning for it is stupid.
The reasoning doesn't need to be good, though. It just needs to look cool.
Somewhat. Their inspiration for it is just dumb.
A little bit, but
like vintage hotel signing.
Yeah.
Like I could throw a freaking Hotel 6 vintage like thing on there.
But on the strip, the strip does not have your average Motel 6.
No, I know that. I don't know. I like jerseys. If like, that's the whole point of these are supposed to have meaning to them. And this one has very little. And then they just say, oh, it's based off what we think it would be in 1995. Like,
I'm pretty sure they almost got a team that year, but
I don't know. What does that even mean? I just don't think it's better than any of the other Knights jerseys, in my opinion.
Oh, well, you can debate that in our comments section. Go do it.
All right. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, my name is Bradley, and I am pursuing my dream to becoming a full-fledged streamer here on Twitch. I play a wide variety of multiplayer and single-player games. Currently, I am a middle school teacher, and I owe it to my students for getting me into streaming. They wanted to watch their teacher play video games, so I began a Twitch channel. Since then, I have begun to grow and meet new people in the gaming community. I want to get my name further out there and grow a community that has a passion for positive and chill gaming. When you enter my channel, you will be greeted with a genuine smile and attitude that is unmatched. I often play with my viewers in a wide variety of games. If you or someone you know enjoys gaming, consider giving my channel, It's Bradley TTV, a look. I thank Certified Beef for partnering and giving me the opportunity to advertise. Their podcast is truly my favorite to listen to. Have a great day.
Aloha and hello there, you Certified Beef listeners. This is the Captain, Captain Coffee speaking, and I just wanted to take a second to thank my main man Brandon and the entire Certified Beef team for allowing me to talk about Captain Coffee for a second. We are a local coffee company from Maryland, and we strive to not just bring an amazing experience, but an experience unlike anything other, from the moment you buy your bag to your first sip and beyond. We want to bring you an experience unlike anything other, and I hope we can do that for you today. If you like black coffee, flavored coffee, whole bean, dark, whatever you like, we got it. So come check us out at www.cappedcoffee.com today. And as I like to say, may the brew be with you.
And now we get into our favorite segment and yours, obviously. We all know that you love it. Book it with beef.
Free fired that a little bit.
Yeah, you did. I love book it with. First of all, can I just say I wish I had some goddamn money to bet, because fucking A, I would be up coin right now. Book it with Trent would have nothing on me. Yeah, no, I can't say I'm on a heater, but I'm doing pretty solid. How about you, Brandon?
I am 17-11, so still up 6. That's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm 18-10. I'm up 8 units right now.
Plus I'm down 2 now.
Yeah. Well, no, you're down 1, but you're technically only up 6 units, but you're only down 1 in the records wise.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Units wise it's different, but you're technically only 1 behind.
Yes. Okay.
I was thinking about it today while working out. I was thinking about like the, because I saw this kid with a shaved head, like not like all the way down, but like the lowest guard. Yeah. And I thought about like, oh, doing that for this, but I've got my kind of like my hair is kind of growing back like to the desired length I want. And I just can't give it up because I haven't had this hair in like over a year.
And we already had that conversation and you're like, no, we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, because I haven't had my hair like this in over almost a year now. So it's like I kind of want my hair back. So I kind of just like don't want to do that.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I don't know what I'm doing. So our in the banks both cashed last week because we picked the same, the Giants +3 at Jacksonville. That was a lot closer than we thought it was going to be, but whatever. Still cash.
Okay, I definitely thought it was going to be that close, but I didn't think they were going to lose. You thought we were going to blow them out?
I thought it was going to be at least a touchdown.
Well, it kind of was almost a touchdown.
Like serious time, not garbage time.
Yeah. I don't know. The only reason why I could see it like being different is because, I don't know, the Jags always have, they always play a good team really well at home. Like they did the Bills last year. So it's just a weird thing that they do. But yeah, no. Either way, though. Still won. But let's just get into our week 8 picks.
favorite, Brandon. What you got?
My favorite. I know. I think I had this game in the beginning of the season go the other way. But we are picking from the Pumpkin Bowl. Cincinnati -3.5 at Cleveland. Cincinnati's looked good the past couple of weeks. And Cleveland has not really. I think that this should be a pretty simple win for the Bengals, yet it is in the dog pound. And this is a division rivalry, Battle for Ohio, part one. I still think the way the Bengals are going, 3.5, it should be hopefully an easy cover.
Yeah. Mine is, of course, the Minnesota Vikings -3.5. You can put that shit in the bank, oh too.
Free cash, homie.
Homer.
I have rode the Vikings. Every time I've put them, had them with the points in the bank, it's cashed. I got to keep riding it. Why let it die? I know I didn't do it 1 week, but I still put the in the bank on the Vikings. They didn't play last week, couldn't do it. In the bank on the Vikings. I'm riding that shit. I got to keep it going. I'm 2-0 in the bank. Vikings spread. Might as well keep it going. This is in a homer pick. I think 3.5 is kind of low, but in my opinion, but I don't know. What?
Are you ready for that bet to crash right in front of your face on Sunday?
Why are you being a downer? Jesus Christ.
I'm not. Well, I guess I kind of am.
You are. You literally are.
Is Boogie with B more important than the Vikings season? Definitely not.
No, I don't really care though. I when it comes to fantasy football or betting or anything, when it comes to the Vikings, I don't care. So if I have fantasy players against the Vikings, I don't give a shit what they do that day. I'm just putting them in my lineup. So if I have any Arizona Cardinals this week, I could give a shit. I want the Vikings to do good. That's one thing I don't care. This is just a pick. I don't give a shit if it hits or not. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's fair. They win by three, I'm not gonna be mad they won the game. I just picked it because I've done it two times in a row and it's hit, so I'm doing it. I really won't care. Like, if it does, it does. That's not gonna be my focus when I go in this game. My focus is gonna be cheering my fucking ass off for my team and hoping they come out with a win. I don't give a fuck about the -3.5. I can give a shit.
That's how I like to look at it too. I don't know why I said that, but I did. I'm not taking it back.
Yeah, you're trying to rub me. You're just trying to rub me the wrong way.
Whoa, no, I don't want to.
My God, shut up. God, no, I'm just like, I don't know. I just rode with it because I don't know. I think the Vikings are a lot better team than the Cardinals, and I think 3.5 is kind of low, especially with how well the Vikings play at home. I think off a bye week, coming off four straight wins, they'll have a at rejuice. They got a couple games coming up on the road. Get a win here, go a little bit of momentum, still gather that momentum going into these next couple games. Yeah, so I don't know. I still just like this team a lot. I think this is, I don't know, this might be like, would you say, I don't know, would you say this is their biggest test yet? I don't know. Is that something, or like, obviously the Eagles, but I'm saying like, I don't know. No, God, that sounds stupid. Never mind. Take that back. That sounded dumb. I don't know. Also, Jared Allen, Ring of Honor this week. The defense about to go crazy for them. And they better hit his fucking sack celly. Because that would be kind of a... If they get a sack and they don't do the Jared Allen sack celly,
I'm going to be a little disappointed. I can't remember what that is.
It's where he gets down on like kind of a knee and he just does the cowboy thing. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So I was thinking of like the Brian Robinson is where he does like the fishing pole.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
If someone doesn't do that, I'm gonna be a little disappointed. Unless they forget that Jared Allen's there and then they do it in the second half, then I'll be fine. But either way, be a little disappointed. But not obviously if they get a bunch of sacks, I don't care. But I would be just cool. Like, you gotta pay homage to the boy.
Homage, not homage.
Whatever.
Is Danielle Hunter's sack celly second Vikings all time?
I don't know. I guess I don't know like what the other ones were because I only remember Jared Owens. I don't remember all the other ones because I wasn't alive. Like, John Randall had to have had a sick sack celebration.
Yeah.
Or like Carl Eller, Alan Page, they had to have something. They probably weren't there. They don't celebrate back then like they do now.
Probably not.
either way. I don't know. As of right now, you could say that, yes. Even though Brian Robinson's is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, all right, enough about that. Brandon just kind of annoyed me a little bit there.
I did my job. Let's go. All right.
You might not be invited this weekend anymore. Oh, no. After that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You better take back what you said, boy.
No, I think if we decide to do prop bets, like player props on Book It With Beef, I would probably take Jefferson plus 2 touchdowns or yards or whatever it is. Because the Cardinals' pass defense is awful outside of Byron Murphy and possibly Buda Baker.
Either way, like, I don't think Byron Murphy is going to shut down.
Oh, no. No. But, I mean, he's still a guy you got to kind of watch out for more than the others, for sure. But whatever.
No. All right, your dog, Brandon.
My dog. Last week, we had the Giants. The week before that, we had the Jets. We're staying in the Big Apple. Giants plus 3 at Seattle. The Giants are playing good. Yes, they lost Daniel Bellinger for a while. He's not going to play in this game. I don't care. Danny Dimes.
It's a tight end.
Yeah, it's a tight end. Danny Dimes versus Geno Smith. Two dudes out to prove themselves. I think Danny Dimes this year, he took a page out of Geno Smith's book, and he did not write back or whatever Geno Smith said. This is the Giants game. I could see them possibly losing, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think they win outright here at Lumen Field. I think they got this. I think that defense makes up for what the offense lacks, and the Seattle has been playing decent, but I think if you stop Kenneth Walker, you stop the Seahawks. I think the Giants can do that with their front four.
With how excited you got, I don't know why that wasn't in the bank. But you better be more excited if you're in the bank, because you literally went spiel.
It's harder to get excited for in the or over under than it is.
Yeah. It sucks because I also have them, but that's literally because if you look at the lines this week, the dogs are absolute dog shit. This is the what.
Good joke there.
Yeah, no pun intended. But like the best one I saw was like the Carolina Panthers, but they have that's a huge letdown. I don't know what the Bears is right now. It might be posted. I don't even want to bet the Bears because fuck that.
Let's see it.
That's like a wildfire waiting to spread. Like that, like the Bears just absolutely blew up the Patriots. Yeah, but the Cowboys defense is better than the Pats. So yeah. It's like those are the only two lines that I saw. Only I knew Brandon was going to pick the Giants because he said it. So I was like, I knew he was going to take it. I already had it written down because I already hated the other lines. So I didn't want to pick the same as Brandon, but I had to. The thing is, the one time when we actually did, when we picked the Cowboys together, we won. But we also didn't know that we had it. I knew Brandon was going to pick this, and I still kept mine. But I didn't want to.
The Bears line is not posted yet. I do not see it.
That's definitely on Bleacher Report. I just want to see what it is. I think it's probably going to be 8.5, if I had to guess.
Oh, the Vikings are up to a plus 1,500 for NFL champ odds.
What number is that?
That is fifth.
Wow.
Behind the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, 49ers.
And the 49ers Ravens, are ahead of them?
Then the Ravens are next. So
that is, why are the 49ers ahead of us?
Because they still got a super good defense, and they had Chris McCaffrey.
Plus 10.5, the Bears next week.
Against who?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
They're on the road.
That's kind of an intriguing line. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to stick with the Giants, but that's an intriguing line because of how well the Bears actually did play tonight. They've gained a little bit of momentum. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not going to have a big spiel. I'm just going to take the Bears or the Giants. That's the only one I really like besides the Panthers, and I don't really like that one because that is a trap game for them. That's a disappointing game waiting to happen. Falcons played like shit against the Bengals, looking to bounce back. They played really good at home. Probably going to win that game pretty well. All right, over, Brandon.
I got to get excited for this. This is my in the bank.
Oh my God, please. Okay. After what you did with the Giants, it's like you might as well switch.
The underdogs are so much more fun.
Yeah, then why won't you just put that as your in the bank?
Because I feel better about this game.
Well, okay. That's fucking lame. Did I do that last week? No, I had the Giants. We both had the Giants. Let's see.
Yeah, and I did the whole spiel for you.
Hey, guess what, Brandon? Only in the bank that I have never done on a favorite or a dog has been an under, and I lost. Look at what that does for you.
Yeah, I've done two unders and in the banks. I've cashed both times.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So my over this week, my in the bank pick is Pittsburgh at Philadelphia, 43.5. Put that in the bank.
Straight cash, homie.
Because the Eagles are coming off a bye. Everybody should be pretty healthy that does not have a long-term injury. Pittsburgh played halfway competent against the Dolphins. I think Philadelphia puts up a majority of these points. I'm saying they're going to put up at least 28 points. Pittsburgh will cover the rest. I think it could be a 35-whatever game. It covers easily. I think this is Philly's game to win, and this over is going to hit. Philly is very good. Has Philly hit every time on the over except for the one?
The Vikings game, I know they for sure didn't. Let's see. They hit it week one. They didn't hit it week two. Who did they play week three?
Let's look it up.
Oh, they played the Commanders. That didn't hit for sure. I know that didn't hit. Week four, they played Jacksonville. That hit. Week five, they played the Cowboys. No, that was last week.
Let's look it up. I got you here, Jack. Okay.
Who'd they play?
So first they played the Lions, hit. Vikings, didn't. Commanders, didn't. Jaguars, hit. I'm assuming. Cardinals.
Yes, it did.
20-17.
No, that was under two. So your stats are way off. That's off. That was under two.
So they're half.
It's half and half. Yeah. Wow. Went from. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that the way you went from, it's probably hitting every game besides one to literally half and half.
Philly has a high powered offense. Their defense just needs to slip up a little bit, and we'll be all good. All good.
I honestly didn't even, just because I was going with a different strategy this week, I didn't even see that line, but I love that line for the over.
Yep. What is your strategy? Are you gonna tell me or not?
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna have to figure it out.
I mean, it's fucking pretty obvious, but my over is Denver versus Jacksonville, 39.
Oh, that's low. Oh, yeah. Is that your strat? Okay.
Yeah, you might have figured out my strategy. Yeah, but I don't know. That's not enough. That's not that many points. London is crazy. I'm probably not even going to be watching this game because I'll be hungover and
on the way to the Vikings game. Greasy food at McDonald's or T-Bell on the way to downtown Minneapolis.
Ugh. Maybe. We'll see. Either way, fuck that. Yeah, no. Low. Too low. Lowest of the week. Over. I don't even like it, but I'm taking it because I'm trying something different. I don't know why. I think if I look at my over-unders, let's see. I can... So 1-1, 2-1, or 2-2, 3-2. Oof. I guess it's not very good. My track record isn't great. I know I went undefeated. I think I'm like about 500. So switching it up, not very good. I know my thing is, so that's what's holding me back is my dogs and my favorites are really good, but my over and my unders are killing me. So I need to switch it up. That's why I'm switching it up. All right. You're under, Brandon.
My under for this week, we're going San Francisco at Los Angeles Rams, 43. This game bit me last time these two teams played because I picked the Rams to plus 2.5. They got destroyed. That was one of the picks I felt most confident in probably all year. But these teams are going to play a hard-nosed game. A pretty defensive battle game. I think 43 is a solid line to go under.
I think that's going to bite you in the ass.
It might, but if that's the only one that does, then I don't care.
I hate that. I absolutely hate that line. Just because they both are good offenses and their defense. I know the 49ers defense isn't good, but the Rams defense isn't great.
Can I guess you're over?
Go ahead.
Is it the Lions and the Dolphins?
Yep, it is. Miami versus Detroit, 50.5. I actually really like the over, kind of, but I'm switching it up. I'm like, this is like a fade, I guess. I guess I really don't like the over that much, but it's like an iffy. I don't know what to think. This could be really high scoring. It could be low scoring.
Are you nervous either way, that each team is going to put up almost 50 points?
Why would they almost put up 50 points?
Because that's what happened when the Lions and the Seahawks played.
I'm not worried about that. I think that Miami is a better defense, and I think Detroit's defense played pretty solid last week. So, yeah. Also, NFL, the scoring is still down. It's down at a historic amount, so that's basically why I did it. I'm just going with average scores for NFL games right now. No other good reason why. That is literally it. So, right. Yeah, that is...
So do you not have a strategy for over or favorites and dog?
No, that's just vibes. I was going off vibes for the over unders. God.
Sir?
What did you just do?
My microphone gave a plug or something. It was very loud.
No,
and very-
I have no favorites and dogs or vibes.
Yep.
And then my overs and unders strategy. I used to just go all vibes. Now it's
some statistical thing.
It's strategy and statistics. Well, not, I don't think that
not over statistics, is really but yeah.
It's just a strategy. And if they both work, I'm not okay. If they both lose, or if I go 500, I'm just going back to vibes, because obviously my vibes are going pretty good right now, just not over under wise. But if my vibes are good, I don't know why I'm actually switching up, because I did go 4-1 the last 2 weeks. No reason to switch up anything, but I am.
Yep.
But
you played yourself.
Nah, I mean, we don't know yet. Week 8. God, just think. 20 points apiece. I know that Denver's offense has been horrible, but fuck, dude. Like, someone's got to give. Something's got to give.
All my games are on Sunday. Woo!
Let's see. All mine are on. I got the early game. Detroit, Miami, I know is noon. Giants is 3:25, and the Vikings is noon. So all are Sunday.
Yep. My last game is the Sunday night game. Or no, mine's a Monday night game. God damn it. It's Cleveland. That's Monday night. Damn it.
That's the pumpkin bowl, you dumbass. You didn't even think about that. I like when my things are just done at noon. It was the week before. Every single game was done at noon. That was sick. It was nice. I didn't have to think about it at all after that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I don't know. I haven't had that happen to me yet. I know there's just, I kind of want to do one of these days, just pick a team, or like, I think maybe I have already done it, but like, I don't know what I'm saying. Just do a team and an over-under from the same game, but I haven't done that yet.
Huh? Let's see if I've done that. I think I've done that. I'm not.
I think you did the Vikings 1 week.
Oh, yeah, I did, and it didn't win. No, I didn't.
It was the Bears game. Oh, I thought it was the Bears game.
No, because I didn't take the spread that game. Let's see. Have I done it at all? No. Nope.
I have not.
Oh, wait. No, I did. I did it once when I did the Chiefs and the under against the Colts.
Oh.
Chiefs.
And they both lost.
No, they won. The under one. It was 50.5.
Oh, yeah.
It was even close. I'm trying to see. I don't think I've done it at all the rest of the times. No, I haven't.
Yep.
Nope. Still haven't. I only have done it once, and it wasn't on purpose.
Sure.
Oh, that's a fucking line in there. That's bothering me. Dude, I don't know. I don't know why I'm like, I feel like I'm second guessing myself right now. But that is good. that is betting for you. Not like second guessing. I'm saying like the fact that I'm like I'm this hot and like it's just like oh I'm thinking too much about it and just instead of going with what I'm doing.
Sure.
God, I don't know. It's just weird. I just really wish I had fucking money, dude. Mm-hmm. If I had some money to bet,
I'd be up after the Jets Packers game.
Let's see how long. I think I've been up since the beginning. Oh no, I was
well. Like, I've been up, but like I would have. That was a game I would have bet on.
Yeah, I went 500, 500, three games above, one game below. So I was two above. I was two above after, or three above after week four. 2 units above week five, and then I went 5 units above week six and 8 units above week seven.
I've gone 500 once in week three, and I've went below 500 once in week four, and then all of them have been above 500.
Yeah, that was the week I gained a lot on you because you went below 500 and I went 4-1.
And then I just came back.
I need to go 5-0 one week. Just please. That'd be so nice. I think it literally the reason why I haven't gone 4-1 though is because
you haven't gone 4-1 yet.
No, I've gone 5-0 is because I go 3-0 or 4-0 and then my last one loses. Like the times that I've gotten 4 or 4-1, the Jacksonville game finished last out of all these, I'm pretty sure. So that one went lost. And then the Bucks and the Chiefs, I thought it was going to go under. That was the Sunday night game. All the other games I've already played, that fucking lost. And then last week, or this week, I had the Patriots. And then that lost. So it's like every time I get to go 5-0, I've had a chance. Every week that I've gotten 4-1, I've lost the last one. It's just so this week, the team that would kill me is the Giants. Fuck. Oh, God. if my first three bets hit, Brandon, the Giants will probably lose.
Okay.
The way it's going.
Good thing that's not my in the bank.
Woo. Mine isn't either, so.
Nope.
Can't do it 2 weeks in a row.
That could be a t-shirt idea. I ride with the dog.
I got that dog in me.
Nope.
It's fucking past midnight. I was going to go to bed and had a good time. All right. Well, it's going to do it for us here at Certified Beef. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Yeah.